Support for news comes from Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, working with others to build a culture of health for all. On the web at rwjf.org.
From Minnesota Public Radio News, I'm John Wanamaker. The Minnesota Senate is expected this week to take up a bill legalizing Sunday liquor sales. The House has overwhelmingly passed its version of the bill, and the Senate Commerce Committee passed a bill on Wednesday. There are some differences between the Senate and House versions. Governor Mark Dayton has said he will sign a bill legalizing Sunday sales. Minnesota is just one of 12 states that ban liquor stores from opening on Sunday. A St. Anthony police officer charged with manslaughter makes a court appearance tomorrow. Officer Geronimo Yanez is accused of fatally shooting Philando Castile during a traffic stop on July 6th of the last year. Yanez is charged with second-degree manslaughter and two other felonies in relation to the shooting death of Castile, a black school cafeteria employee. One of Yanez's three attorneys has said he will enter not guilty pleas at the omnibus hearing. Both Target and Best Buy report sales and earnings next week for the quarter that concluded the crucial holiday shopping season. Martin Moylan has more on that.
The holidays were not a merry time for many retailers, including JCPenney, Macy's, and Kohl's. Target has already said results for November and December were disappointing, with sales falling more than 1%. Edward Jones retail analyst Brian Yarbrough expects Target will lower its forecast for future sales and profit growth.
2 years ago, they said they thought that they could do same-store sales of 3% plus and double-digit earnings growth. I have to believe that algorithm's coming down. They haven't even come close to hitting the same-store sales.
Meanwhile, the consensus of analysts following Best Buy is that the consumer electronics retailer will report flat sales for the quarter but a rise in profits. Martin Moylan, Minnesota Public Radio News.
In sports.